Oh, there you are. Hi. Where am I? Oh, right. And you are... No, don't tell me. It's on the tips of my tongue. You're... Oh, cool. You're my last tonight. So let's see. Oh, wow. That is one amazing pentacle, man. I mean, sure, you've got your sigil of Baphomet upside down, of course. And, like, I know the Opus Maleficarum says you have to draw it in blood, but, well... Goat's blood? The boss gets kind of sensitive about that sort of thing. Why are you screaming? What do you mean, because I stepped out of the circle? Like, come on. Don't tell me you fell for that shit. Oh, what am I saying? I'm here. Of course you fell for that shit. Look, let's just say the whole circle thing, it's a crock. Like, it says right there how it protects the innocent. Well, you sort of cashed in your membership card as soon as you called room service, right? So, I get to walk out. But that's okay. After all, it's not like you were going to be able to fuck me while I was in there. Not unless you get a cock like, oh, well, that would be telling. No, still, I gotta tell you, they didn't call him Tricky Dick for nothing. But I'm getting ahead of myself. And boy, can I get ahead. I can give it too, right? Get it? Head? Give it? Aw, man, stop looking so chicken shit scared, dumbass. There's this new invention. It's called a sense of humor. You gotta get you one of those. Is it the wings? Oh, I know. It's the whole black, smoky bone thing. Sorry, I just got back from a job when you called. I didn't get a chance to change. Look, let me... There. You like blondes? I can do brunette. Redhead, all natural. I mean, you can check and everything. Just let me spread my legs, see? Huh? And my tits, they're okay for you, like size and all? I can do them bigger, like this, or smaller. Bigger, smaller, bigger, smaller. Damn, that's fun. Oh, that look on your face gets me every time. Okay, so let's just say a 36 and what, D, C? Or if that's too technical, you being a guy and all, should I just go by handfuls? Here, hold your hands out. Got it. There. Your cock's gonna fit just fine, honey. You'll see. Ahem. Ketoralzaban, succubus. But you can call me Cat. At your service. Well, not that I actually ever sucked like a bus. Like I could make a bus come at all, never mind on time. I'm a demon from fucking hell. I know my limits. So, no. But I did suck a bus full once. Or, rather, I sucked them empty, I guess. The driver, some wise ass, gave him a grimoire for his birthday. He drew the pentacle while he was driving the route. Boy, that sucker was wobbly. But there I go, back to the whole sucking thing. Just a one-track mind, I guess. You into that? I mean, I can suck your cock all night and keep you right on the edge and never quite coming. I can be pretty fucking cool, let me tell you. And I should know. Or maybe you'd rather have the chick thing. No, dumbass. Not turn you into a chick. I couldn't do you then. Union rules. You'd need an incubus. And they're nowhere near as much fun as I am. All in, out, wham, bam, don't thank me, ma'am. No, I mean, it's like this joke I heard the other day. Why do guys pee standing up and girls get multiple orgasms? Because guys got the first pick, get it? The guys got... Damn, boy, we really need to do something about that whole sense of humor thing you don't got. But, no, I mean, I can give you the ability to come, like, all night. Wouldn't that be cool? You could do me in every hole I got. Hell, I could even make, like, new ones. You could fuck me in my left ear, and I could make a little cunt in there, and... Hey, you okay? You're looking kind of green. You are human, right? I mean... Oh, I see. Don't worry, I can clean that up. There. Was it the ear thing? You don't get out much, do you? Or, how should I put it? You don't get in much either, right? Don't worry, we can fix that, baby. Well, we can for tonight. After that, it's all downhill. Well, for you at least. But I'm gonna make it worth it, don't you worry. So, where do you want to start? How about my ass? I mean, I don't want to brag, but my ass is pretty famous. Like, you wouldn't believe who I've had in my ass. Just the other day? Well, sort of the other day. You humans are kind of funny about the whole time thing. You know who I had in my ass? only Napoleon. I mean, the Napoleon. Napoleon Bonaparte. Not that he was bony, but he sure had him apart. Get it? Napoleon Bonaparte? Bony part? Boner? Come on, laugh. What are you, an accountant? That's right. Slide it into my asshole, honey. It's okay. You don't have to be gentle. I kind of like it when it hurts some. That's it. Yeah, fuck me, baby. Force it in. Fill me and fucking come, boy. You can come all fucking night and I'm yours to come in. Oh, damn, that's good. Ride me, honey. Ride cat's asshole hard. Make me feel it. Make me take it. Oh, damn, that was good, honey. No, I mean it. That was so fucking good. Most calls I get, well, it's like that Harry and Sally thing, but not you. I can feel your cum in my ass, baby. And it's like I said, you get to come all fucking night. Come here. Suck on my nipples, baby. I want to be in your mouth. Come on, suck me. Oh, ah. Oh, hold on. You see that bite mark there on my left nipple? I keep that one. Sentimental value. You know who bit that? Only the man himself, Judas Iscariot. He didn't have a cock like yours, honey, but that man loved his nipple, and he loved to bite. You want to bite me, honey? You ever wanted to do that? Bite a girl's nipple so fucking hard she screams? Well, go for it, baby. I'm a fucking demon from hell. Come on, baby, bite it. You can suck that nipple and bite it so fucking hard I scream for you. Ah! Yes, like that. Harder. Feel how hard my nipple is in your mouth? Bite it, baby. Bite. Oh! Oh, hot damn. You are one hell of a... Oh, fuck, that felt good. You know, I haven't been bit that good since... Well, you see that hickey on the left side of my neck? Mark fucking Anthony, that was. And that boy had him some teeth. You see the hickey on the other side? Cleo fucking Patra. That was before I knew about the whole union thing. Got me into some real trouble. I was going to go for both of them, like Anthony on top, his cock in my cunt, and Cleo sitting on my face with her tongue in Anthony's mouth. Ugh. But Cleo got all antsy and did the asp thing before I could set it up. Bloody woman. I don't even know how incubuses stand it. Like that bloody Juliet. I mean, William didn't have it exactly right. Though that boy sure could shake some spear when he wanted to, if you know what I mean. Oh, sorry, I forgot. You and getting jokes, as in not. But anyway, alas, poor Yorick. It wasn't Yorick that was lassing. That was Romeo. See, that whole scene with Julie and the poison? She'd just found out that Romeo was more interested in her wardrobe than her pussy. I mean, Capulet, copulate... That girl had her legs wide open, and all Romeo was looking for was the label on the pants she'd made damn sure she wasn't wearing. She should have gone for Mercutio. He knew where it was at, he did. I remember one night he said, "No, 'tis not so deep a well, nor so wide as a church door, but it will suffice." I guess compliments weren't his strong suit, but that boy at least knew what a girl's cunt was for, and I should know. Now, get your cock in my cunt and... Oh, fuck. Is it dawn already? Ugh, me and my fucking mouth. Not that you've had a chance to use it yet. I do go on. I'm supposed to have your name on this fucking contract, and now it's bloody dawn and it's too fucking late. Ugh, look. Could you maybe give me a call tonight so we can finish this? Don't worry about the pentacle thing. 666, fuck me now. That's my cell. Go on, give me a call, baby. I'll bring my friend Jen Drazani along. She does this thing with a lemon popsicle you wouldn't believe. Gotta run, baby. Well, dematerialize at least. Me and the sun, we don't get on. Remember, 666, fuck me now. Call me.